everybody, and welcome to this introductory episode to A Renaissance Woman. My name is Hannah, and I am so pleased you have decided to tune in, and I hope that you will come back to learn more with us again soon. I run the Instagram account at Art History Weekly, and I wanted to create this podcast in conjunction with my account, but I wanted to be able to talk about a more specific research topic that's been interesting me lately, and that is the topic of the lifestyle of women during the Renaissance. A Renaissance Woman is a show that's going to be focused on untangling the complicated and often constricted lives of women during the medieval and Renaissance periods. There will be discussions about important yet understudied women who helped mold the Renaissance into the golden age of art, culture, commerce, and politics in Europe. The show will have a focus on feminism and on uncovering and understanding the restrictive aspects of a woman's lifestyle, whether she be a noble woman, a nun, a commoner, or anybody else. When one reads about the Renaissance in textbooks, we often follow a timeline that seems to be only about men, male leaders, male nobles, male artists, male traders. The term Renaissance man itself is defined by the Merriam-Webster Dictionary as a person who has wide interest and is an expert in several areas. The term first came into use during the early 20th century with the rise of institutional museum practices and the focused study on figures from the Renaissance period by curators and historians alike. A Renaissance man is synonymous with the term Uomo Universale, which is Italian for universal man. This term was used during the Renaissance period and indicates a man who is well-versed in humanist studies, which often focused on things like classical antiquity, theology, and the sciences. Alberti, a renowned architect from the 15th century, stated that, quote, "A man can do all things if he but wills them," end quote, which is a perfect example of how a Renaissance man understood life, such as Leonardo da Vinci, Michelangelo Buonarroti, and Lorenzo de' Medici, who are all famous examples of an Uomo Universale, or, as we now call them, a Renaissance man. This focus on Renaissance men in scholarship has led some female scholars, such as Joan Kelly Cadol, to wonder, did women have a Renaissance? And why were there no Renaissance women during this period of history? What with the strict mannerisms and beauty ideals compiled with women's exclusion from government roles and property ownership, the question makes sense to ask. Hence why I was motivated to create this show with the goal of shedding light on the important lives of women that history has unjustly deemed worthy to overlook. For often behind these famous male figures are their female counterparts, who found ways to wield their own power behind the doors of their palazzos, convents, and husbands' businesses. While studying the Renaissance in my university classes, I have come across many admirable women who I believe are not given enough spotlight, especially in comparison to their male counterparts. I will say this seems to often happen because men have a fuller body of research surrounding them due to their letters of correspondence or business and political matters being more likely to be saved than personal letters sent by women. And books such as The Family Medici by the Renaissance historian Mary Hollingsworth, a book where you would expect the women to have a prominent presence in the novel due to their vital role in family life, they still seem to be subjected to the background with their husbands as the main historical players. I want to take a closer look at the everyday lives of these Renaissance women and how this patriarchal culture often affected their lifestyle and their freedoms. In Judy Chicago's monumental feminist work titled The Dinner Party at the Brooklyn Museum in New York City, she included the names of 1,038 important women throughout history. The work is set up in a triangular pattern with 39 place settings ready for a ceremonial banquet for these women who are so often forgotten in history. The triangular table setting is a symbol of equality, based off of religious symbolism. Each setting has a specifically designed plate and an embroidered runner that is meant to be symbolic of the woman that it recognizes. In the play settings, there are two important Renaissance women identified, including Artemisia Gentileschi, an important Italian Baroque artist, and Isabella d'Este, the Marchioness of Mantua, who was a vitally important patron of the arts during the Renaissance. But nearby, written on the heritage floor, in the triangular open space between the table settings, are the names of 999 other women who also made a significant impact on history. There are multiple Renaissance women who are named there. Many of these women are scholars, musicians, professors, queens, and poets that are often skipped in the history books. Honestly, when I was reading some of these names, I didn't even recognize some of them. So I'm very excited to be able to learn more about these women while working on this podcast. So let's take some time to actually learn about important female figures such as Clarice de' Medici, Caterina Sforza, Giovanna Tornabuoni, Vittoria Colonna, Simonetta Vespucci, and Ginevra de' Benci through studying their lives rather than only focusing on the men that they were associated with. Let us learn about women artists such as Sofonisba and Guassola, Plautilla Nelli, and the later Baroque artist Artemisia Gentileschi, who broke all the common stereotypes that only men could be worthy artists. Let's discuss how Caterina Sforza alone defended her cities of Forli and Imola against the violent invasion of Cesare Borgia, or how Catherine de' Medici became the queen consort of France and then was the regent of the entire country before her young son came of age to rule. I hope that you will join me on this learning adventure and that you will also learn something new with me by tuning into this show. I wanted to also note in this introductory episode how the show will be set up. Each week, I will have a different topic to discuss. This topic may be about a specific person, a popular subject in art, or an aspect of a woman's life. For example, maybe an episode would cover the topic of wedding dowries and their importance to family finances. Or maybe an episode could revolve around women poets during the Renaissance, such as Vittoria Colonna and Ginevra da Benci. I would also love to possibly host some guest speakers on the podcast who have experience on the subject of women during the Renaissance. If an episode discusses pieces of art in depth, I will be producing a video on YouTube with the podcast audio along with the pieces discussed if you would like to listen with the visuals in front of you. Or if you would rather listen first and then look at the pieces of art afterwards, I will also be posting the works of art on my Instagram account at Art History Weekly. I am planning on having new episodes come out bi-weekly so that I have enough time to complete research to be discussed within these new episodes. In this brief introductory episode, I would also like to introduce myself and to tell you a little bit more about me and my interest in this subject. My name is Hannah, and I am currently a senior finishing my bachelor's degree at my university. I am majoring in art history and archaeology with a second major in history. I have taken multiple classes specifically on the Renaissance and Baroque periods of art. And I will make the disclaimer that I am new to this podcasting gig. I have never made a podcast before. And so just the fact of me like recording my voice right now just seems kind of strange. And then I have to, you know, listen to my voice. And nobody likes their speaking voice. So it's definitely going to be a work in progress. But I hope that the research that I'm able to share with you is interesting and that you will come back and learn more with me. And I'm just so excited because I'm creating this show because of my love for learning. And hopefully it will also be of interest to all you other Renaissance nerds out there. I'm planning on applying to graduate school in the near future, which is very stressful. But my current plan is to focus on studying the Renaissance and Baroque periods of art. I visited Florence, Italy earlier this year and became even more inspired to pursue a future career studying the Renaissance because of all the beauty I was able to see while in the city, which is at the heart of the Renaissance. I am extremely excited to share my research with you all. And I want to thank you so much for listening. Please feel free to reach out to me if you have any feedback or any possible ideas for episodes. You can message me directly on my Instagram at Art History Weekly, or you can also email me at arthistoryweekly@gmail.com. Thank you all so much for listening to this episode, and I hope you decide to join me for next week's episode on a famous Renaissance poet, and also the subject of an infamous Renaissance portrait. Who do you think it could be? Ciao, amici. See you next time.